Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Tax reform is a top priority in Washington now that Republicans see it as their best shot at a major victory before the midterm elections. But if it happens, not everyone is going to get a tax break. Here in the studio with a closer look is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders. Laura, if President Donald Trump sticks to what he said, Americans earning between $150,000 and $300,000, you say, are more likely to see an increase.
Well, they're more likely than other groups to see an increase. Overall, the people that would see an increase vary by income. And in the highest likelihood, the people at most risk of seeing a tax increase are people earning between $150,000 and $300,000. About a third of them might see a tax increase, whereas people at the bottom, like under $25,000 or in the top 1%, over $733,000, their chance of seeing a tax increase would be 1 in 10.
It's a pretty sharp contrast, though, looking at the study when compared to folks making the most, as you just mentioned, or the least. What else do we learn?
Well, we learn that how much we don't know as it is. This comes from the Tax Policy Center in Washington. They're a group of very smart economists, and they have looked at all the things that Donald Trump has said. We don't have much official detail from the administration, but they've looked at proposals, and they came up with what they think will happen. And so these numbers are based on that because people want to know, well, what's going to happen to my taxes? And the answer is, overall, about 80% of people would have some kind of tax cut, and about 20% would see a tax increase. But the greatest likelihood of a tax increase is $150,000 to $300,000.
So overall, the study found that about 20% of taxpayers would actually owe more taxes after tax reform than at present.
Based on all the things that President Trump has said, he changed his tune just a little bit because everything he has said would give the largest share of relief from tax reform to the top 1% and the top 1/10 of 1%. This week, he said he didn't like seeing all these charts and headlines in the Wall Street Journal that shows that the rich would get the most benefit. And so he said he'd really like to do something to help the middle class. Meanwhile, we have this study as a marker. You know, let's see how the plan changes from here.
So why would this hit the affluent so much harder than the wealthy or the poor?
Well, that's because of our crazy mixed up tax system and how complicated it is. But the short answer is that the affluent, that is people between $150,000 and $300,000, are at greatest risk because, for one thing, they have more ability to pay higher taxes than the working poor. On the other hand, compared with the highest earners, people making $1 million, things like that, they use a lot more deductions and exemptions, the affluent do. You know, state income tax deductions, maybe medical deductions, home mortgage deductions. These deductions are a smaller percentage of your income if you're very wealthy. If you're very wealthy or very high income earning, you are much more likely to have rates lower because of capital gains and investments and things like that. And nobody's talked this year about changing the rates on those. So in a sense, your income is somewhat protected from tax increases.
We're talking about taxes with Laura Saunders, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, at this stage, what else should we know about this?
Well, I think one thing that's interesting is that the Tax Policy Center didn't break down the causes of higher taxes for various income tiers. But we know that it's a pretty good chance that it would come from the denial of state and local tax deductions. Under current law, if you pay income taxes to your state or property taxes to your county or something like that, then you can deduct those from your federal taxes, and that really eases the burden on you. But the highest tax states get a bigger benefit than people in poor states. And a lot of so-called red state Republicans want to limit the benefit for blue state taxpayers. And so it's a good bet that if the deduction for state and local taxes is taken away, then the people at great risk of owing more after tax reform are affluent taxpayers who live in high tax states. And what are those?
Right.
Those are places like California, New York, mm-hmm. Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Massachusetts, things like this. This would put more pressure on them to cut their taxes. But it will be a terrific fight.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders joining us here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.